Welcome to the Extreme Prophetic Canada podcast, hosted by Ross McMurphy.
Hi, and thanks for joining me today. My hope is that you will be able to gain insight into how your choices that you make every day have a long-term effect into the destination you're heading towards. I have called this podcast Our Pursuit. Life is complicated at the best of times. Am I right or wrong? Each day seems like what we did not get accomplished yesterday has intensified into the current day. Each day has specific areas that we need to align ourselves to. Yet if we are trying to navigate our way without a compass, we are lost in our pursuit of clarity. We continually try and accomplish each day in our own strength, only to feel like we have in fact come up short at the end of it. Only when we align ourselves to the right path can we then begin to understand as to the path and the destination that we are heading towards. Many people resist this part, yet the truth is this. No decision is in fact a decision. When we look at our lives where we refuse to take counsel from the Lord and the way He desires for us to live, we will get lost in our lives where we go through the motions but never actually accomplish what we were created for. Listen to what Jeremiah 6 verse 16 says. This is what the Lord says. Stop at the crossroad and look around. Ask for the old godly way and walk in it. Travel its path and you will find rest for your souls. But you replied, no, that's not the road we want. And that was read from the New Living Translation. It is a path that over time has been proven to establish your life in the midst of a world that has been blinded from the truth. Yet many walk away from this path because it does not deliver the very thing that their carnal nature desires. This could very well be a turning point where you are indeed standing at this very crossroad. This old way will bring you to a point of clarity that will revolutionize your world forever. Here's the point. You cannot travel on both paths in life, only one. You're the only person that can make this decision. One path will lead to life and the other to death. This might seem very harsh, but when you gain the insight that you lack, you will totally understand. My prayer is that this word will witness with your life. If we were to sum up our lives in a matter of words, what would that look like? Our lives start and end each day, always by the actions that we take. There are demands on our time, pressures at work, school, chores, where every aspect of our lives seems to be driven and we become caught in it. At times we feel trapped in a life that for the most seems to be always striving for something but never actually arriving at what we had hoped to receive. Everything we have ever been taught has failed us if this is all there is. Our pursuit is driven by what we believe. If this is fractured or broken in any way, then we are perhaps chasing a life that can never become fulfilling no matter how hard we try. At best, we live what we believe to be true. We never started out to fail, we started out to succeed. There are many Christians caught in this very cycle. It is spinning so fast that when you are actually caught in it, you are unable to see your way forward. So when you find yourself in that place and you are searching for answers, where you search really does matter. There are times where we need to find the truth because without it, we will surely fail. God has never yoked us with a weight that we are not able to bear. His yoke is easy and His burden is light. Listen to what Matthew 11:28-30 says. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I will not lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you will learn to live freely and lightly. And that was read from the Message Translation. In life, there are two paths. Most go through life never realizing the path that they are on and where it leads to. The Bible talks about the narrow door and the wide door. The path we are on is determined by our steps and our choices that we choose every day. These choices turn into a lifestyle. And this is seen and understood by the fruit that it bears. the outcome has created over the years of walking in that same direction. Listen to what Matthew 7:13 to 14 says. There are two paths before you. You may only take one path. One doorway is narrow, and one doorway is wide. Go through the narrow door. For the wide door leads to a wide path, and the wide path is broad. The wide broad path is easy, and the wide broad easy path has many, many people on it. But the wide broad easy crowded path leads to death. Now then, that narrow door leads to a narrow road that in turn leads to life. It is hard to find that road. Not many people manage it. And that was read from the Voice translation. The wrong pursuit can easily be described as a way in which most travel, unaware of the destruction that awaits them. Have you ever given much thought as to why people do not pursue a relationship with God? The answer is quite simple. Most people pursue a blessed life in all the wrong places. Most are on a roller coaster of when and then. This is a cycle of never-ending ups and downs, all in the pursuit of the blessed, successful life. When I get those things that I am after, then I'll be happy. It's really just that simple. All you have to do is fill in all the missing parts. We pursue love, money, fame, and relationships all because we are seeking out our happiness, the blessed, successful life. Solomon realized that his pursuit for happiness was futile. It was useless, ineffective, and senseless. He came to this understanding that a life lived apart from God was meaningless. When we lose our focus on God, all our efforts, toils, energies, including our thoughts, are compared to a grasping after the wind. Those areas that we put all our energies into, our dreams, our plans, our goals, our hard work, our alliances, our successes, will not last here on earth. Solomon's conclusion that was apart from seeking God's kingdom and what mattered to him, it was meaningless. So as long as we are in pursuit of things that have no eternal significance, we are in pursuit of the wide door, the path that leads you down to the path of destruction, a chasing after the wind. Listen to what Ecclesiastes 12:13-14 says. And when all is said and done, here is the last word. Worship in reverence the one true God, and keep his commandments, for this is what God expects of every person. For God will judge every action, including everything done in secret, whether it be good or evil. And that was read from the Voice translation. As long as we are pursuing love, money, fame, and relationship as our whole focus in life, totally excluding God and his kingdom, we are on a very slippery slope. Many lives become shipwrecked because of the wrong pursuit. Listen to what Proverbs 14:12 says. What you think is the right road may lead you to death. And that was read from the GNT translation. Remember, to lead in a culture that is going in the wrong direction, you will need to understand not many will follow you along this path. This by no means should deter you from sticking to what you know to be true. In fact, as you constantly do what you know is right, it will be a witness to all those whether they receive it or not. One of our main objections in life should represent the light of Christ. Our lights so should shine in the midst of all that is around us, because honestly, they need what we have. We are not ever called not to shine. Jesus is the light of the world, and as long as we are here on this earth, we are called to shine our lights for all to see. We were never called to fit in with the crowd. Actually, the opposite would be a better picture. We were called to stand out. We were never called to compromise our values at the hope of drawing a following. Our moral compass was not meant only for certain times. No, it actually guides us as we go through life in the midst of the dark times that we find ourselves in. Many represent the path to destruction, yet mention the Bible, and they have no time for the salvation that it offers. The reality is that in the times that we find ourselves in, focus not on all those who pass you by refusing to turn from their ways. Instead, keep steadfast with your eyes wide open, because there are those who are ready. They are the ones who are coming out from the grip of the forces that have been holding them captive. Their shackles are being broken, and they are starting to see the light of His word at the entranceway to their hearts. Listen to what Psalms 119, verse 130 says. As people understand your word, it brings light to their lives. Your word makes even simple people wise. And that was read from the ERV translation. So here today, enter into the enemy's camp and walk right through the gates of destruction and be the light that you were called to be. Jesus knew what words to speak and how to bring life to those that were ready to receive it. Every time you step forth every day into the world, you are called to be His witness. Do not shrink back. Take the ground and be the all that you were called to be. In your workplace, be a light. Shopping, be a light. Coffee shop, be a light. Ask that the Holy Spirit would use you every day to advance God's kingdom. Remember, it is advanced each day, one by one. Read the end of the book, We Win. We are to be set apart from the world, but engaged in the world. We are to represent His holiness, a life that has been set apart from the destructive forces of this world. Listen to what Colossians 1:11-14 says. As you live this new life, we pray that you will be strengthened from God's boundless resources, so that you will find yourself able to pass through any experience and endure it with courage. You will even be able to thank God in the midst of pain and distress because you are privileged to share the lot of those who are living in the light. For we must never forget that He rescued us from the power of darkness and reestablished us in the kingdom of His beloved Son, that is, in the kingdom of light. For it is by His Son, Jesus alone, that we have been redeemed and have had our sins forgiven. And that was read from the Phillips translation. We once too were lost, and now we have been found. This is a fact that we should always hold close to our hearts. Our lives will help many in our lifetime find their way to the very spot that we have found ourselves in. We have been redeemed by His sacrifice. We have been given a life that we could have never purchased. How can we not but testify? Think about this. There are many people each day that you would never recognize that are actually watching you. How you live your life, how you conduct yourself is on display each and every day. Your actions really do speak louder than words. Your love expresses a warmth that they see and know is real. It is a witness as to the transformation that God has done within your hearts. Many will see it and turn away, yet there are also those who will see it and embrace it, knowing that this is where they need to be. Listen to what Isaiah 9 verses 2 says. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of intense darkness and in the shadow of death, upon them the light has shone. And that was read from the Amplified Translation. It all starts when we understand the path that we're called to walk on, then taking hold of who we are called to be, then establishing the power and the authority that we've been entrusted, walking through the doors of the enemy's camp and shining our light for all to see. Now your life has aligned itself to the ancient path where it counts the most. Your life was meant to make a difference in all those around you. As you take hold of it, nothing will be able to stop you from accomplishing all that God has set before you. Thanks for your time today. Have a blessed week. Bye for now.